I'm Gene Randall. In a rare public display of transatlantic discord, the British ambassador to the United States, Kim Darroch, has resigned. The move comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump described him as a very stupid guy, clearly aimed at undercutting his leaked assessment that Mr. Trump is inept and incompetent. On Twitter, the American chief executive said, quote, "The wacky ambassador that the U.K. foisted upon the United States is not someone we're thrilled with." In a resignation letter, Darroch thanked those who had sent him words of support. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Kim Darroch says in his resignation letter that he's grateful to all those in Britain and the US who have offered their support during these difficult few days. This, he said, had brought home to him the depth of friendship and close ties between our two countries. He said he's been deeply touched. The resignation offers Prime Minister Theresa May a chance to replace him before she leaves office at the end of July.
Prime Minister May is one of those who has shown support for Kim Darroch.
I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington. The whole cabinet rightly gave its full support to Sir Kim on Tuesday.
Meanwhile, British officials say they're trying to search out the person who leaked the confidential cables to the Mail newspaper. Dana Allen is an expert on U.S.-British ties. He says the current flap is a reflection of deeper issues.
I think it just highlights the difficulties that the Trump presidency and the huge fight in the United Kingdom over Brexit have caused to the relationship.
To keep up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump appears to be standing by his embattled Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, over how, as a U.S. attorney, Acosta handled a